Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you an honest, to-the-point business lesson in 10 minutes with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn, does your look matter in business? Does your appearance matter? Does it have an effect on your business, on the success of your business? You might be surprised with what I got to say today. It's actually not that straightforward, so let me get into it. Let's get down to business. This episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by Nadex, Binary Options Trading. Our listeners appreciate just how far $100 can go, and so does Nadex. With just $100, you can get started. With Nadex Binary Options, you trade on whether you think the market will be above or below a certain point by a certain time. Go to Nadex.com and open up a free account. That's Nadex, N-A-D-E-X.com. Futures, options, and swaps trading involves risk and may not be appropriate for all investors. Believe it or not, your clothes, your hair, the way you present yourself has a lot to do with your audience, the people you serve. Let me give you an example. A friend of mine, Jordan Richter, is a former pro skateboarder. He was one of the top skateboarders in his time. He's very well known in his market. But now he runs a business, his very own skateboarding academy. And his audience are kids. So there's a couple factors here. Jordan is teaching skateboarding. He's a skateboarder. That's his brand. And his audience are kids, ages ranging from 5 to 14. But the point is that it wouldn't make sense for Jordan to dress in a suit or a pair of khakis and a polo. His dress, his look has a lot to do with what he's doing, what he's offering, and also his audience. So just like the kids, he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. So this is a clear example of how Jordan's attire has a lot to do with the people he serves and how he's serving them. Now in contrast, if I'm giving branding advice to Fortune 500 executives, financial planners, guys and gals that work on Wall Street, it wouldn't make sense for me to rock up in shorts and a t-shirt like Jordan would. So you need to dress accordingly. A good example is that a few years ago, Nicole and I used to do services and video work for financial firms in New York. And part of the project was filming their conference or filming something going on in their office. Now, even though we're in the arts and we're shooting video, it doesn't mean that we can just dress the way we want to dress. They have their own culture at their conference or in their office, and we had to make sure that we dress professionally. Even though I'm not a financial planner, even though Nicole is not a banker, you still have to abide by the environment your audience is in. So people might be thinking, I am who I am. Let me just be myself regardless of what environment I'm in. That depends on the nature of your business. If you're attracting your own clients with your own look, that's a different story versus being hired by a certain market or a certain audience. This is obviously a lot more important and more applicable when you're in the services and you're trying to get new business, you're trying to get your first few clients, or you're in your first couple years of your career. Now, an overall rule, regardless of who your audience is or who you're serving, is you have to look professional. Now, professional doesn't mean a suit and tie. It means you have to take care of your appearance a bit, especially when it comes to your website. And that includes more than just, you know, the way your hair looks or your clothes. This also includes the quality of your images. If your images are all fuzzy or not high resolution or out of focus, it's going to reflect poorly and you'll look very unprofessional. And no one wants to hire somebody who's not professional. So if you don't have any quality images, make sure you get one, at least one quality image of yourself to put on your website. If you have no quality images yet and you're about to get one, don't put any images at all. It's better for you not to ruin anybody's impression of you by putting up a bad image of you. When I say bad image, again, I talk about the quality of the image, not you're ugly or something. You're all beautiful people here. But the point is here that you want to make sure you look professional and that you have enough care in your business to present yourself as a professional. Let's not forget that we're all human beings here. And regardless if we want to or not, we all make an impression on somebody, regardless if it's intentional or unintentional. We all make a judgment call. We all make a decision in our head when we first meet somebody or interact with somebody's website and say to ourselves, wow, I like this website. I'm getting the right impression, or the opposite. You can think it's right, you can think it's wrong, but the fact of the matter is it's happening. So be aware of it and make sure that you appear professional and welcoming to your audience when you put your picture up on your website. And that includes as well video. If you have video up there that you're explaining something, welcoming your visitors, teaching something. Remember, there's going to be tons of people watching this. Make sure you make the right impression. Guys, I got more when it comes to your look and your business. But before that, I got to give some love to today's sponsor, InfoFree.com. I know many of you are struggling to find new customers. Trust me, I've been there. Most contact lists are outdated and don't have sales leads that are right for your business. But let me tell you about a service that makes selling much easier, and that's InfoFree.com. Small businesses and sales professionals love InfoFree.com's leads because the company compiles and triple verifies its own data. In fact, InfoFree updates its sales leads on a weekly and monthly basis. You'll always have access to the most current contact information, so you'll spend more time selling and less time looking for customers. Do you want to reach prospects with phone calls, emails, or direct mail? InfoFree has you covered with a database of 14 million businesses and 220 million consumers. It gives you the power to target the specific leads that are right for your business. And InfoFree's free mobile app gives you the ability to access all your sales leads and research any business before you call. Use the app on your iPhone or Android to qualify your leads within seconds. InfoFree.com is giving you a 30-day risk-free trial of its services. Just go to InfoFree.com/MBA. Start doubling your sales and go to InfoFree.com/MBA. I mentioned this in a previous episode of the $100 MBA show, but if you're going to be meeting people in person, like at a conference or a convention, or maybe meeting your client one-on-one for a lunch meeting, it's really important for you to make a great impression. So make it count. Dress up if you feel like it. Wear something nice that you've been meaning to wear for some time. I especially recommend this at conferences. You know, a lot of people are going to be meeting you for the first time in person. They've seen you online. And it's good to make a good impression. And it's also nice just to feel good about the way you look. Make sure you're comfortable, but making an effort does matter. Because the truth is, even though what you say, what you provide, what you offer, what you're all about is really what matters, we can't get to that point until we actually get to know you. And usually getting to know you requires, you know, that you are approachable. And it looks like you mean business, that you look like a pro. And sometimes just looking the role or dressing well will make you feel good and feel more confident. So I recommend that you do dress up in those occasions. And dressing up for you may mean something different to me, but the point is that look your best. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Guys, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts. And we read each iTunes rating and review, and we value what you think of us and the show. So let us know by dropping a rating and review on iTunes. We would love to hear from you. And remember, everybody who drops us a rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA. We announce it on Fridays. We call it Free Ride Fridays. It's a whole lot of fun. Guys, I want to leave you with this. When it comes to your appearance and dressing well, you don't really need to spend a lot. You don't even need to have a lot of clothes, but just be mindful of it. Don't think you have to go out and, you know, spend thousands of dollars on a wardrobe. There are going to be occasions where you're going to want to dress well, and you know, it's nice to have a few items in your wardrobe that fits those occasions. And really, looking professional is all about, you know, just looking good, being well-groomed, shirts are ironed, things like that. The point is just have those intentions of looking professional. Have the right mindset, and you should be good to go. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.